This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader at Kaufman Hall, Adnan Qureshi. Adnan spent a lot of time at SCA Health Surgical Care Affiliates before joining Kaufman Hall and has great insights on sort of the surgery center and hospital markets. Adnan, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself? Then we'll talk about what you're watching, what trends you're watching in sort of this area of surgery centers and hospitals and so forth.
Thanks, Scott. Well, I appreciate you having me on again. It's great to see you. Unfortunate that the Illini didn't win last weekend. We can talk about that later. To give everyone a little bit of background on myself, as you said, I'm a senior vice president in Kaufman Hall's M&A practice based here in our Chicago office. I've been at Kaufman Hall for the past 5 years, where I spent the majority of my time on transactions across the care continuum, including large and small provider groups, health plans, ambulatory surgery, outpatient imaging, and specialty pharmacy. Prior to my time at Kaufman Hall, I have been both in professional services, in traditional corporate investment banking at Houlihan Lokey, consulting at Deloitte, and have had the privilege of working at great healthcare organizations like Optum Care, as you mentioned, at SCA Health, as well as DaVita Healthcare Partners, where at the time I was focused on their in-house specialty pharmacy, which is now part of Walgreens, and provider group, which is now Optum Medical Group.
Thank you. And what are you watching now in terms of health systems and surgery centers, alliances? What is going on? What are your thoughts on what's happening today?
Yeah, so taking a step back and thinking about the bigger picture, across the board, we're seeing a focus on ambulatory expansion. And that's really coming out of a couple years of disruption with 2020 and 2021. And now a couple years of, 2022, maybe not so stable, but coming into 2023, a lot more stabilization. 2024, it feels like there has been a lot more targeted emphasis on stability and now thinking about growth in targeted ways. And so some systems that have an existing ambulatory and outpatient presence, they're thinking about things like patient access optimization, total cost of care, and where they can identify areas or demographics such as single specialty comprehensive centers of excellence, multidisciplinary clinics focused on specific demographics, whether it's ethnicity or gender, things like that to really fill out their footprint and be appealing to the ever-growing consumerism in our industry. And then you have another segment of systems that may be less advanced in their ambulatory strategy development, but have a network of hospitals that they need to navigate around. And it's a similar playbook. They just have a different approach and they're starting from scratch, both from a perspective of where they want to build and how they want to build that ambulatory footprint.
Thank you. And any notable things that you're watching specifically, like systems that are very active in this area, or anything that you could talk about publicly that you see?
We're working on a lot of different things. Unfortunately, there isn't much I can talk about that's public that we're working on right now, but there is a lot of partnership activity that we can point to that's public. So specifically in the ASC space, just in the past couple of years, I think there's been 7 or 8 large partnerships announced. Corewell Health with Atlas, Bon Secours Mercy Health with Compass, Ohio Health with Surgery Partners, Intermountain with Surgery Partners. So Methodist, Baptist, you kind of name it. Over the past couple of years, we've really seen a reboot of ASC partnerships, really unlocked by a level of flexibility and partnership structures that we haven't really seen prior to the last few years.
Thank you. And our health system is doing this more for value-based purposes, fee-for-service purposes, alliance purposes with their physicians. What's driving it overall, do you think?
Well, I would say all of those things play a factor in it, and it depends which system you're talking to. And so if you're talking to systems that have a large Medicare Advantage base, a large health plan that's integrated, they may be more focused on total cost of care. Provider supply is always going to be at a premium, and I think a lot of health systems are coming to the realization that employment brings its own challenges. And so there are independents in the market that may be better to align with, and it may be mutually advantageous to do so. So as you know, healthcare is very local, and just given the circumstances in each market, those different levers that you called out are there. It's just which ones are driving that action. And of course, there's certainly a competitive dynamic. So there's a lot of health systems that have had the benefit of not thinking about the margin erosion of switching to an outpatient strategy historically, where now their competitors may be doing it and they may be losing share, losing, you know, that affordability consumerism trend comes right back into play.
Thank you. What are you most excited about this year?
I'm most excited about just the continued level of collaboration between management companies and health systems, finding new ways to create value together. It's pretty clear that what was historically viewed as an adversarial dynamic or something that a system would want to avoid historically in terms of partnering with a for-profit organization, a lot of that has melted away over the past couple of years, and we just continue to see interesting things. I'll give you a quick example. I saw a post yesterday from, I know, a system that's near and dear to your heart, Endeavor, formerly North Shore. There was a comment, there was a post about a partnership, and it said, now we're the ones doing the disrupting. And I think that perfectly sums up where we're at in our industry right now.
Yes, no, it's fascinating, the amount of evolution going on, the disruption going on, people trying to figure it out, and so forth. It really is. It's really an amazing change what's going on. And let me ask you another question. You've had this great professional career. Any advice that you would give to emerging professionals?
Yeah, happy to share what I think is most important. I think the most important thing from my perspective is having self-awareness about where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are and areas you need to work on. And as you think about that, both from the standpoint of your development and where you want to focus and spend your time and challenge yourself to get better, and as you think about career changes and different roles that you want to take throughout your career, understanding, just like a joint venture, thinking about your opportunity and your leverage to get the best opportunity possible for yourself and how you think about that. You know, you have to take a good look in the mirror and figure out what's the opportunity for me to operate from a position of strength. And am I trying to do something that may not be perfectly aligned with my background? Is there an interim step I should be thinking about? Is there something I can do extracurricular that would bolster my abilities to get to where I want to be? But fundamentally, I'd say, you know, if there's one message, there's nothing that you can't achieve or you can't do. A lot of people think about specific career paths and lock themselves out or restrict themselves from thinking about ways that they can go. And as for myself, someone who's taken a somewhat non-traditional path to where I've ended up, I'd say I've never really let those things get in my way. And it takes a lot more networking and it takes some extra work. It takes a lot of looking in the mirror and figuring out, you know, how you're gonna get yourself better and how you're gonna put yourself in a position to be successful in your next role.
I think that is great advice. And where can people learn more about you and the work at Kaufman Hall?
You can certainly find us on LinkedIn, find us on our website. We're all over the place. You'll see our flash report. Jim Landman and the Thought Leadership team are putting out great articles. So KaufmanHall.com, but anywhere else, I'm sure you can find us.
Thank you very, very much. You know, I'll give a quick shout out to Ken Kaufman, who I've known forever, who is one of the brightest people in the world that I've ever had a chance to visit with. So that's my shout out for the day to Ken Kaufman, one of the founders, the Kaufman and Kaufman Hall. In any event, Adnan, a pleasure to visit with you, and thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast again.
Thanks, Scott. Always a pleasure. Take care.